WBOSS Bossman Radio.
Good Tuesday morning and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good crowd already in first thing this morning. Matt Sasser in, Tammy Perry, Whitney Bush, Susan Rhodes, Miss Patty Mitchell all in. Good morning to each of you. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, DJ. I've just discovered something.
What's that?
I know why my bald head looks so bald now. And it's because of that light right there, shining right down on this bald head. I tell what we need to do. We need to turn those two lights in on you, which is why you're a little darker this morning. We need to turn those lights in.
Well, my side being dark might be a good thing.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when you mentioned that, I started looking, and so there it is. Good morning, sister Whitney and Danny Smith, Tracy Miller, Tammy Perry, Taylor DeFran, watching from Italy.
How about that?
Good morning.
How about that? Good morning, good, TD.
It's good afternoon
good
in Italy.
Good afternoon, TD.
Good to see you there, Taylor. Hot Rod. Good morning, Hot Rod. Toby Anthony. Butch. What's up, Butcher? Good morning to you. Hot Rod said he noticed that yesterday. I did. I've been noticing it since we started doing this thing up here. Good to see everybody in there this morning. And good to see you, DJ. What's going on?
Good morning, Pam Driscoll, Sherry Weaver, Ray Stewart, Adam Manasco. Good morning, Kathy Tolan. Weezy joining in as well. Good morning, each of you. Going to have Pam Driscoll and I think Melissa McMillan, maybe even Edie Kelly are going to be with us, I think, tomorrow. Paul's crossed. Looking forward to catching up with them and seeing what's going on. And, of course, they provide a tremendous service to the area, fostering dogs and getting them adopted out to permanent families. So look forward to catching up with them tomorrow. If that is still on, I will touch base with Pam and Melissa. Of course, this afternoon to confirm that, but we are looking forward to it. I want to tell you.
My daughter, of course, loves that. Good morning, Book. Good to see you. Aunt B, Hal Whitman, Terry Thomas McCormick.
How about that?
Cousin. Good morning there, Terry. James Carroll also. My daughter, Kinsley, actually took some of her. She had been saving up all year and gave to the Paul's Crossed around Christmas time. So, I live in a house full of animal lovers.
Yes, sir.
As you well know.
That's right.
John Commander, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve Layton. Big news today locally. Very, very own JoJo Booker getting his first start tonight, collegiate start. He's South Alabama, going to be hosting Alabama State there in Mobile. So for all our listeners that might be in that part of the state this afternoon, first pitch scheduled for 6:30. Hopefully the rain will work out of here and JoJo can make his collegiate debut as a starter. That's exciting.
That is going to be big and looking forward to seeing how that goes. And of course, I'm sure he's going to be throwing that heat from the mound down there. What is that? Stanky Field.
Yeah. I can tell you from watching him for years and years do it. If Alabama State doesn't have any success early, it's over.
It's going to be on.
When he breaks out of sweat, when he starts breaking a sweat a little bit and gets lathered up good, he becomes almost unhittable. But we are certainly excited for him and look forward to following him tonight and certainly hope it goes his way. An exciting time not only for he and his family but for all of us. He's one of our local guys.
And he is.
We got so many kids out there doing things. Saw where Ricky Samuels had the offer from Tennessee.
Wow.
Picture there with Coach Pruitt. Of course, that's going to be the first of many.
I don't know if he has
them from Auburn and Alabama and the likes yet, but he will.
But he will.
And but excited for Ricky and what his future holds. And once again, to so many young people from our area just doing so many great things. It's just it's fun to celebrate it.
Good morning, Ricky Perry.
There he is, Jersey Rick.
Jersey Rick in. Good to see you this morning.
MC is in as well. Good morning, MC.
Rachel Capper, Ivy. Good morning, Rachel. Susan Rhodes, good morning.
Let me tie it back to our area, and it seems like that Bruton is sometimes the center of the universe. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But Ricky Samuels, when his picture there with Coach Pruitt, obviously the head football coach now at Tennessee, had been the defensive coordinator at Georgia, had been the defensive coordinator at Alabama, also was on staff at Hoover High School several years ago, Rush Probst, the head coach. Jeremy Pruitt was the defensive coordinator for those great Hoover teams. Guess who the offensive coordinator was?
Who?
David Faulkner.
Really?
Yes, sir. Best of friends. David Faulkner and Jeremy Pruitt, thick as thieves.
Was that when they were doing two-a-days?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's right, when MTV had that series going on.
Yeah.
Jeremy Pruitt was the DC, and our very own former classmate, teammate of mine, David Faulkner, the OC.
Great guy.
Yes, sir.
Great guy. You know, we need to...
Paul Crumpton in as well.
Good morning, Paul. Hey, I've got Martha Clay LaForce in this
My
morning.
My girl, 88.
Coach Edge, good morning, Coach Edge. Mallory Stanley, good morning, Mallory, down at Tallulah Bells.
Good morning, Mal.
Doing big things down there. We need to get Faulkner on the phone one morning.
We can do that. He'll do it.
Yeah, we need to get Faulkner on the phone.
Guess where Paul Crumpton is this morning?
Where you at, Paul?
Warner Robins, Georgia. Back on this side.
Back in the States.
Yes, sir. Glad to have him back.
Yeah. I'm sure you're probably glad to be back stateside here, Paul. There's the Blade. Good morning, Blade. Nelly Rock in this morning. And I tell you, man, a kind of a rainy, dreary Tuesday morning. But, hey, it's two for Tuesday, and I'm going to tell you, I'm looking forward to a big day.
You know, I don't get into the extended weather that much. Like, I don't follow it, you know, like a lot of folks do. I just got the feeling, though, that another cold snap has just got to be coming. I don't know if it's on the horizon or if it's being forecasted, too, but there's no way you can have a baseball season without having some frigid weather. We just haven't had it at this point.
Punxsutawney Phil, or however you say that, he said there was.
And as soon as he said it, we just went straight to spring. It almost seemed like here locally anyway. But
good morning, Hazel.
I just got the feeling it's going to blow in at least one more time.
And you're probably right. I mean, you know, I'm like you. I don't know that I pay – I mean – listen, being a weatherman or any type of that kind of thing is the only job in the world where you don't really ever have to be right.
Yeah.
I mean, let me ask you this question. Over the years that you've watched TV and weather and local weather, how many weathermen have you ever known of that got fired?
I don't guess any.
I don't know of any either. And are any of them ever more than 50, 60% correct?
Well, Mr. Manasco is letting me know now that it's supposed to be 38 degrees tomorrow night. And I had no idea.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Chef Adam.
That would qualify as being a little frigid, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Hazel said he's got a foot of snow in his yard.
My goodness. Good morning, Ray Stewart.
I'm glad it's you, Hazel. Good morning, Kerry Hart, Steve Layton. But I'm 38 degrees. I knew it was supposed to start cooling down after this rain kind of moved through, so... And I know I asked Jeff a while ago. He said the rain was supposed to move out of here for the ball game later on tonight because I want that game to be ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Hazel said Ron Burgundy was fired.
Brought back, but he wasn't.
He was brought back.
Yeah.
But I'm not. He was an anchor man, though, wasn't he?
He was the anchor man.
Yeah, right. He wasn't necessarily a a weatherman. There's Jason Hart. Good morning, cousin. Shay Rain Smith. Shay, our thoughts and prayers with you and of course Chris and the Smith family this morning with the loss of Miss Jackie. Miss Jackie was a well known and well loved, just a fine lady.
Yes, you are.
Here in our area. And so want to pass that along to them and certainly you're in our thoughts and prayers.
Also want to remember LaDon Simmons on the passing of his sister, Shirley. Of course, LaDon, a friend to many in this community. Shirley was as well. I remember a very friendly face there at the post office for many years.
Many years.
Certainly going to miss her and want to keep LaDon and his family in our thoughts and prayers as well.
Hazel said milk was a bad idea. and Sarah Devers, good morning. Joey Carnley, good morning to you. So... 38 degrees, that would qualify as
would
another cold snap.
That would do it.
And I don't know how long that's supposed to last. I mean, you know, it can be 38 and it can be 75 next afternoon. So it's kind of hard to say, how long that will go, but who knows. Spanish Fort, big win last night. Fairhope.
I saw that. 6-4, 7-5 or something.
Something like that. And so –
Coach Boyd.
I want to congratulate Coach Boyd on the win, and I know he said they were, came in Sunday night to get ready for that game. So I guess, like you said, it's just a gruel. I mean, grind from here on out. What'd you say? Basically every day but Wednesday.
Every day but Wednesday is a play day.
Something's going on.
Yes, sir.
So there's David Madden. Good morning, David. Emily Snyder Douglas in. And, on a day like today, when it's raining outside, getting back to the weatherman thing, I mean, I think about all those old weather guys we grew up watching, John Ed and what's his name? Who was the guy that everybody watched that around here? It was the only person they really paid attention to. Was it Channel 3 or 5? I can't remember what that guy's name was. But everybody and their brother, they watched this guy, and he was never right. If he said it was going to rain, put your shorts on, your flip-flops.
Go have a good time.
It wasn't going to be any rain. Yeah, I mean, that's the only job I know that you can do that. And you don't have to be right ever. And, hey, as long as you can go in there. Now, I'm going to be honest. I have a lot of respect for those meteorologists. I couldn't read any of those charts to save. I'm doing good to get on a boat and be able to read one of those Garmins that basically lays it out there for you and says, you go from this point to that point. I mean, that's pretty easy. So,
well, this is going to shock you, but I have a story about meteorology, and I can barely say the words. It's probably a good story. In my distinguished academic career at Auburn, I was trying to fill out a schedule one quarter and saw this class that was offered meteorology and had heard through the grapevine that it was a 5-hour A if you just signed up, went to class, and got signed up for it, showed up. Heather Murphy Cook and Jennifer Clark, the mayor's daughter, were actually in the class with me. I didn't know it at the time, but we got in there all together, and the teacher handed out the syllabus. Or syllabi, or whatever you want to call it.
How long did it take you to make it to drop an ad?
It took me about a minute and a half to get up out of my seat, go down to Foy Union and get that thing dropped real quick. Multiple papers due, 5-6 pages. I said, no, sir. It's spring semester, spring quarter. DJ's out.
Yeah, I'm out. I don't blame you. I had a similar experience with astrology.
Okay.
I kind of heard the same thing and thought that it might be one of those courses you just kind of signed up for, and everything kind of went well. Good morning, Happy. There's Happy in this morning.
Morning, Happy.
Hazel said Bruton's the San Diego of Alabama.
It is. It's the center. It's the center. Good morning, Sherry Davenport, Rebecca Whitfield, Jay Will. Sister's been on this page as well. Good morning, each of you. Jay Will said they're getting 20 inches of snow tomorrow.
Butch said that he and my brother took a meteorology class at Auburn and said it was the hardest elective they've ever taken.
It was rough.
Listen, I'm walking to class with this guy, and we're talking about astrology, and I was like, yeah, man, I heard this is just one of those courses you just, come, you ain't really got to show up. Just put your name on the thing, and everything's good, I mean, it's just one of those easy A type things. Good morning, Trent Davison. Tractor Brock, there, Brett Kirkendall. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Brett. Tractor, Trent.
And so we're talking, and, I've just kept going on and on about how, things are, going to be just, easy and not hard. And, I probably won't even come to this class. He's like, yeah, I heard the same thing. Started telling me stories about the professor and all this kind of stuff. So we get in there, we get sat down, that's, 50, 75 people in the class. And he's sitting there next to me, and, look down at the time, and like, Aaron, I know this thing's supposed to start. Man, about 10 minutes after he and I sitting there talking, still going on with each other, guess what? He stands up. Guess who the professor is? It's him.
It's him.
As soon as that class was over, I went straight on over to the dropping ad and dropped that class because I knew I was
outro.
Done. Oh, yeah, I was done. And that's a true story. I mean, that is, there's no doubt that is a true story. So, good morning, Linda Williamson. I can't, I don't think in good conscience I could have stayed in that class and felt like that I had a fight.
Had a chance. You had no chance. No chance.
And this guy was convinced, DJ, he couldn't have been, he had to be, I'm going to say 25, 26, but he didn't look it. He looked like he was an 18, 19 year old, guy like we were, and I'm telling you, I had no clue till this guy stood up and said, astrology now. Astrology.
Astrology.
Yeah.
Well, Jay Will's wife, Kristen, mentioned Jay Will that I went to law school. And you didn't know that, did you?
You went to law school?
I did.
I didn't know that.
For a semester. And of course, they handed out the syllabus.
Wait a minute. Which law school did you
go? I was at Jones.
You went to Jones?
Yeah.
For a semester. I had no clue.
Yeah, man. I told you I've done a little bit of everything.
Tell you something. You truly are a Renaissance man.
I'm almost qualified to do a lot of stuff.
No, you truly are a Renaissance man.
Tough syllabus.
I got to ask a question, though, glaring question. Where's the milk jug? Or the water jug?
I thought about it 5 minutes into the show. I left it at the house. It's sitting on the counter. I had it up ready to go and just walked out and forgot it.
I tell you what, I am shocked.
That's a bad way to start the day,
Linus.
Yeah.
I can't believe that that gluten-free milk jug's been connected to the hip for... Well, I guarantee you stop by and get it on the way to the Ford store, don't you?
I'll get it on the way back.
I figured you'd do that. Hazel said, David Jennings, Esquire.
Oh, goodness.
I agree with that book. DJ would have made a great lawyer.
Man, a great lawyer.
I'm going to tell you right now, man, you would have been the F. Lee Bailey of...
I could have kept some things tied up.
I'm telling you.
How many sidebars? Sidebar, Your Honor.
Listen, let me ask you a question. What did that syllabus look like?
Give us just a two-minute rundown. It was about that thick. And cases, of course, you had to cite and do different things. And I was like, I didn't even really mean to go. I took the LSAT just to kind of take it, just to see.
Good morning, Dirty.
Shockingly did pretty well on it. And got in there and got in. I kind of thought it was a joke. I said, I'll just give it a shot. And I'm in there. And of course, you're in there with all these people, and I kind of felt like what was the little movie with when the girl went to law school with and she was
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde. That's kind of what I felt like walking in there. I was kind of out of place. I walked in. There were some real serious students in there, and here I come in flip flops and shorts, one piece of loose leaf paper and a pencil.
Well, listen, you know, at Hazel said personal injury specialist.
Yeah,
that was as you would.
Yeah,
one call. That's all.
Could you just see me sitting there at the table with my client and having a box of Krispy Kremes?
But you think about what was the guy's name on the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
You know, that's based on a true story. You know, that guy. He not only did he pass the bar in
the medical boards,
Louisiana, yeah. He passed the medical boards in another state. He flew planes across the world.
Yeah.
With Pan Am.
Yeah.
I can't think of that guy's name to save my life, but Hot Rod said Joe Dirt.
What was his name?
Abagnale. Yeah, that's it. Frank Abagnale.
Yeah.
And, good morning, Mike Cantrell. Mike's buddy of mine from Navarre down there. Gail Reddick, good morning to you.
Do you remember the 80s blockbuster Spies Like Us?
Oh, absolutely.
Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd, and they get in the Afghanistan camp, and they're the doctors. So they're going to remove the appendix. The first step in the procedure is to shave the patient. And then they're going to make this incision up in his chest. And one of the real doctors calls him out, and he said, if you would relax, I'm probing for skeletal muscle. Spend the night at the Holiday Inn Express, and everything's possible.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, man, they don't make movies like that anymore.
That is a great, great movie.
They just don't make movies like that anymore. I wish they did. Good morning, David Grasmick. I wish they did, but they don't. You know, a lot of great movies from around that time, if you think back. Especially
great music. You're
talking about Chevy Chase.
Oh, great movies, great music. Stuff.
I mean, Christmas Vacation is one of my favorite all-time movies of all time.
It's great. I love all the Fletch movies.
I was about to say, I love the Fletch movies, and I certainly love the very which one was it that Bill Murray and them were in? Was it Stripes?
Stripes, yeah.
Love that movie.
Caddyshack.
That's a classic. Deacon, good morning to you, Deacon.
Good morning, Deke.
There's Pam and Driscoll in this morning, and looking forward to having their paws crossed in to bring some more awareness to, I guess if you want to call it a, I don't necessarily know if it's a, a plight, but it certainly, you know, with I admire the work that these, you know, that they do with animals. Because like sure. I said, I live in a house with two young ladies that are huge animal lovers.
Good morning, Deanna, Megan, Parker, Kevin Hooks in as well. Good morning, Hooks. Hope it's going your way, buddy.
Good morning, Kevin.
I got time for a story.
Absolutely.
You know, I was listening to Joey talk, the Blade talk last Friday, and about the stories and how it kind of connects everybody. And it's kind of, it's nice to reflect and reminisce just a little bit. And we've already mentioned here a couple of times this morning how it seems that our area is the center of the universe. Everything runs through this area. It just does. When I was a kid.
Morning, Josh Stanley. Congratulations on that baby.
In the mid-70s, there was a TV show called Almost Anything Goes. And it was based around communities putting up teams and participating like in field day type events, relay races, different things, whatnot. And it was a show on ABC that aired, I can't remember what night during the week that it aired, but they would go around and have all these different shows. They did a show in Brewton, Alabama.
Really?
In 1975, I think it was. 75, 76 maybe. But they did it here in Brewton, Alabama. And the communities participating were Brewton, Op, and Andalusia. And it took place in Municipal Stadium. Now, I know that everybody has a memory of being in Municipal Stadium when it was packed. But if you weren't in there that night, then you don't really know what packed is. It's the most people that's ever been in the stadium.
I would say
ever.
It had to be.
Ever. Russell Smith and his family actually sat beside me and my family that night. So Russell and I were kind of there together.
JP.
Well, anyway, the Brewton team was captained by Dr. Mark Peters. Or Ron Peters, I'm sorry, Dr. Ron Peters. He was the captain of the team.
Deacon says 1976.
76, that's when it was. Ron Peters was the captain of the Brewton team. Miss Nitell was on the team. A guy named Bob Hamill was on the team. A young lady by the name of Mitzi Slay was on the team. And our young gun, our ringer, was 19, 20-year-old Jamie Riggs.
Didn't he write a...
He might have been. I think he wrote a thing.
Yeah.
So...
I think I read a minute with Coach Riggs something to do with this.
We're sitting on the home side of Municipal Stadium.
Right.
The T.R. Miller band plays, the Op band plays, the Andalusia band plays. I mean, it was a big to-do. I mean, it was all three communities emptied into that stadium this particular night. And this story gets better. We're sitting on the home side, on the far side of the field over there where the old high jump pit would be on the old competition track.
Right.
They had three sliding boards. They would go up with a couple of humps in both of them. And the event was there was a rope coming down each slide, and the competitors on their back had to pull themselves up the slide. You had to stay on your back to pull yourself. If you rolled on your side, or certainly if you rolled over on your stomach, you were supposed to be disqualified from the event. Andalusia and Op, and there's a picture of it. I can go find it if I have to at my mother's house. Andalusia and Op's competitors, one's on their side pulling themselves up. The other one's on their stomach. Pulling themselves up, and Jamie is on his back trying to pull himself up. Well, obviously, it's much harder to do it on your back. We lose the event, sure. And almost pandemonium broke out on the home side of the stadium because the two competitors from other communities had not followed the rules, and they were given the points. And you were given like 10 points or 20 points for first, 5 points for second, whatever you got. Well, they had it set up where the last event, it was like double points, and it was pretty closely contested. I remember Jennifer Brown, who was the captain of the T.R. Miller cheerleaders at the time, Jerry Brown's daughter, oldest daughter, she was working the scoreboard. And the last event was they had everybody was dressed kind of like a seal, like the animal, a seal. And you had to go up and hook some kind of fish. They had some kind of contraption hooked up, and you had to hook a fish. And once everybody hooked their fish, you won. Well, the Brewton team was there, way out in front of everybody else. Mitzi Slay, I'll never forget this. Mitzi Slay was the last person trying to hook the fish. She hooks it, Brewton wins. We advance to a regional contest. And this is on ABC, mind you.
Right.
If you were in.
It's big time.
It's big time. This is ABC. Sure. This is big. And Mitzi could not hook the fish. I can't remember if Andalusia or Op won the event. I can't remember if Andalusia or Op won the competition.
Watch this. They won it. Let's see if we got this right here. Good morning. You're on the air.
How y'all guys doing this morning?
What's going on, JoJo Holmes?
Man, I would love to come on y'all's show, but I ain't never got time. I barely got time to listen to y'all. But I want to make a donation to the Balls Crossed Edith Kelly and Melissa McMillan.
Sure.
I want to make a donation. I mean, it's a small donation for an adoption fee. I talked to Miss Edith the other day at the yard sale, and I want to challenge all the other pest control folks in the area, Lewis, Kenny Crutchfield, Terminex, to do the same thing.
Awesome.
That's a great gesture, and sounds like I promise you that Paul's Cross could use it. I guarantee you, a little bit goes a long way, in whatever it may be. So that's a great gesture, JoJo.
DJ, where are you going to be later on? Where are y'all going to be where I can bring y'all the check?
I'm going to be down at the ballpark tonight, weather permitting, and I'll be there Tuesday and Thursday and Friday as well. We're going to have Paul's Crossed here tomorrow at the Chevrolet store. If you want to drop by and hand it to them personally, they'll be here tomorrow morning. I don't know if your schedule will permit that or not, but that would be the easiest.
Ain't no way I can do it tomorrow. I'm behind because of the rain.
I'll be at the Chevrolet store today.
I'll be at the Ford store.
Yeah, DJ will be at the Ford store. So whichever store you want to come by, drop it off, JoJo, it's fine. There's no, either one.
Okay, maybe I'll give me a little plug with the check tomorrow then.
We certainly will do that. Not a problem. Call us back anytime you want to call in.
All right, I appreciate it, guys.
All right, JoJo.
Thanks,
thanks, man.
Good man right there. JoJo Holmes, a friend. That's a nice gesture on his part, by the way, also. I'm sure to be well-received from Paul's Crossed.
That's a big gesture. And you know, JoJo's a good guy.
Yeah.
He really is. Good morning, Tracy Kaiser, Travis, Jesse Rigby, Jason Tiepo, Josh Godwin, Mickey Lambert, Roger Templeton, Todd, Katina Purves, Melinda Turner. Go ahead.
Good
I'm
group,
sorry.
No, I want to. I'm at the end of my story. Emmanuel Prier, who has passed away, was also on the Bruton team that year.
So pandemonium breaks out. Pandemonium, let's get back to that.
Is
a crowd starting to fight? I mean,
but there are officials in stripes out there. They're like real referees.
Okay,
and like I said, this is a ABC program. It has gone on, but it was a hit show.
Okay.
Bruton loses the event.
Good morning, Wendy Man.
Which was disappointing, and of course everybody's there. But here's the jewel of the story, in my opinion. Guess who the host of the show was?
Who?
And he was there on the field that night, handling the whole broadcast.
Who?
Regis Philbin.
Regis Philbin.
Regis Philbin was in Municipal Stadium on the field, hosting, emceeing almost anything goes for ABC.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, in terms of the TV world, you don't get much bigger than Regis, and his career started 800 yards that way.
Right on the 50-yard line of Municipal Stadium.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Were they able to maintain control?
Yeah. The National Guard was not called out by any stretch of imagination, but it was a big to-do. I remember, as far as the community goes, Bruton was in the spotlight. Bruton presented itself well, by all accounts. It was also the first night in my life I'd ever eaten a boiled peanut. Dr. Smith had a bag of boiled peanuts, and every time I think about a boiled peanut now, I think about Coach Andrew Williams, because that's certainly not his favorite. But I had boiled peanuts for the first time that night.
That's a big thing.
Terry Miller Band was in their uniform. They played. I want to say the Andalusia and the Op Bands performed as well. Like I said, our cheerleaders kind of handled the tote board down the end zone, the scoreboard. Jennifer Brown, who was the captain, the cheerleader, she was actually the one that would hang the scores for the different opponents. But it was a cool deal. And I go back to then, like it being in 76, the props were very, very good. Like, it was not a Bush League deal at all. I mean, ABC had their muscle behind it. So that'll tell you a little bit in terms of quality of it.
Could you have imagined Jake Lewis getting his hands on you if you were showing out?
Back in that day?
Back in those days.
No, sir. He, Mr. Lewis wouldn't have had to worry about me.
I mean,
he never had to worry about me.
He could have regulated up there. I'm sure he was on duty. I'm sure he was. So that's crazy. I've heard about that.
Almost anything goes. Jamie was 19, 20 years old.
I wonder if that video might be out there. We could search out, and I'm gonna get on top of that. I'm gonna try to find that. That would be something very interesting to see and to put out there and to have. I'm gonna try to find that video.
And the thing that
if I can, I'm gonna put it up on Boss Band Productions And LLC.com.
And the thing that kind of added to it a little bit, Andalusia won the competition as best I can remember. And Andalusia just owned us in the 70s. I mean, they owned us.
But tell me, was it like a wrestling thing? I mean, was it like set up already for the Andalusia to
that
win?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean,
if you're
telling me that Jamie was out there in a position where he couldn't win, I mean, it almost sounds like it.
It was a very closely contested, like I said, competition. All three communities had a chance to win going that last event. We got out to a big lead and just couldn't finish it off. But it was a cool deal. It was to have it here. That was pretty neat.
I mean, wow. Good morning, Taylor Zimmerman. I wonder if it wasn't like a wrestling. Speaking of wrestling, I got to tell this, and I don't see Bubba in here, but maybe Bubba will watch this later on. I saw Bubba either over the weekend, I'm not sure. I think it was over the weekend, putting up videos that he was at a local wrestling event.
Bubba Roby.
Bubba Roby.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And none other than Bullet, Bob Armstrong, come out to Bad to the Bone.
I saw it.
Bullet Bob has got to be bumping 80 years old.
I was going to say, he's got to be 80.
Okay.
He's had the mask.
He got in the ring. I mean, I'm sure you watched it.
I saw it.
He got in the ring and did his dancing. He's still Bullet Bob doing the same deal.
You just wonder how many bulging discs he has in his back. I imagine his entire back is just one bulging disc.
It would have to be.
I mean, all knotted up, caged up.
It would have to be, wouldn't it? I mean, you're talking about a guy, like I say, he's got to be 80 years old. But look, he got in there and he still danced and all that stuff. The Alabama Jawjacker.
The Alabama Jawjacker.
Hot Rod, that's right. You know, and the thing about that is
Alabama Jawjacker.
No matter where he was at, he called it a different thing.
Yeah.
So it could have been the Georgia Jawjacker, just depending on where he was at.
That's right.
Anyway, I got this thing a little too hot, I think it is. I ain't gonna lie, I used to love going to watch him wrestling up at the old National Guard. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. Bullet Bob and of course the Lumberjack and all those guys. That was big time stuff back in the day, man.
The best match I ever went to was at Southern Normal.
Really?
Big B was in it. Big B and the Samoans cleaned house out there. If Deacon's with us, Deacon remembers it.
I did not remember that they
yes,
did.
Sir.
That.
Jay yes,
Will,
sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Amy Jernigan. I didn't remember them doing that out there.
Yep.
Big B and
the Samoans.
Big B, Randolph.
Yes, sir.
Live and in color with the Samoans. And he was on their team.
They were billed as being pitted against each other. And I can't remember the two or three guys that jumped on Big B in the ring, but the Samoans came out of the locker room and they cleared it.
And took care of business.
They took care of everybody. I remember Big B had a chair broken over his head there in Cyclone Gym back in about 86. But he and the Samoans had the last laugh. Mike Walker in the house. Good morning, Walker.
Had a chair broke over his head.
Yes,
wow.
He did, Wheezy.
That's. I wonder if that was one of those chairs that was kind of pre-cracked up to break.
Possibly.
I don't know.
The
Big B. I mean, you can't ever tell.
But I want to.
I can tell you this. I don't know if you remember this or not. George Pettis decided to jump in the ring up here at the National Guard one night. I think it was George. Either George or Ross won. I believe it was George. And he was going to get in there and do a little Alabama Jawjacking himself. And I think those wrestlers, anyhow, the cops got in the ring. They got him out of there. And I think those wrestlers wanted to kill that guy. But I'm not. I was there. I remember when that happened. I was in the National Guard the night that happened.
Well, I'll tell you, the most entertaining wrestling match I ever saw took place up here at Eddie's. On the way to Castleberry, a little honky-tonk used to be up here on the left, had the brass knuckles as the E. Yeah. And they had a – I don't want to get any PETA folks on me because obviously I had nothing to do with it.
Deacon said, unfortunately, we had many chairs back then.
But they had a bear up there at Eddie's one night, and they had taken his teeth out and has taken his claws out, and you could wrestle the bear.
I remember that.
And
how long ago has that been?
That was back in the 80s.
I remember when they had that bear up there.
Well, they had the bear up there, and I guess the statute of limitations has run out. I certainly don't want to get Brian Murph in trouble, but Miss Mitchell, Brian decided to fight the bear. And I remember we were sitting over there talking about it. And, you know, really, what could this bear do? You know, when he stood up, he was about 6 feet tall. What could this bear do? He has no claws, has no teeth. Brian had got a little liquid courage and jumped in there with him. And I don't know if you would say he slapped the bear, slapped Brian or pawed him or what. But he threw a big meat hook at
Brian. Just pulled
Brian, him up. Brian ended up in the ropes. He had a few choice words and he came out of the ring. Forget the bear.
I've heard Brian Murph tell that story.
That poor bear.
And the funny thing is that
Walker remembers it.
When Brian,
He won the money.
I've heard Brian tell that story, and I'm telling you, it gets funny every time he tells it. I mean, really. Brian Murph is a character, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he is. Oh man. Last week, Butch said that he lived and breathed wrestling, but not as bad as Mandy. She had a birthday party at the WWF in Pensacola.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I wonder who was there.
Ray Stewart made a good point here. He said the biggest event in his lifetime in Bruton was the Harvest Jam. It would be very hard to argue that.
I'm going to say this. I don't know that anybody in Bruton can say that the biggest event ever here wasn't the Harvest Jam. It was.
Is there any doubt, though, that this is the center of the universe?
No, you're talking
about Regis Philbin, Alabama, Oak Ridge Boys, Charlie Daniels Band,
Sylvia, Delbert McClinton,
the Samoans,
the Lumberjack.
We've had it all.
The Midnight Express,
Boo Weekly, Robbie Cotton,
Hank Lachlan.
Wow.
Hank Adam Lachlan. Listen, we got to get Hanky to come
down. The bear.
We got to get Hanky to come down.
We'll do that.
Hanky is a lot of fun, especially to sit and talk to, and Hanky could tell us some real good stories.
Oh yeah, he's got a bunch of them.
I mean, I'd love to have Hanky to come sit down with us and tell us some good stories about. I used to love sitting around playing guitar with he and his dad and several people. We had a good time doing that. And I'm gonna tell you, listen to some of those old stories from Hank Sr. about the good old days.
Yes, sir.
That was some good times back in those days. Of course, it was a couple weeks ago you got to visit with Hanky, didn't you?
I did. I got a good visit with him there at the dealership.
Yeah. Wrestling. You know,
Walter Lewis.
I was, absolutely.
Jason Lawson.
Tank Dassinger.
Tank. Man.
Butcher says Harvest Jam soon to be surpassed by the 109.
Who said that?
Butch.
The 109.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know if it'll surpass that, but Paul Moore, Paul cut hair forever. Yeah. He cut my hair forever. And Paul had a aerial photograph of the airport. I'm sure you've seen that picture of the Harvest Jam. And I want to tell you something. I don't know how many people were there, but I can tell you that whoever the security was on duty that day, or whoever was trying to keep control of anything, they were not prepared for that.
Overwhelmed.
That would be an understatement. I know they had outdoor festivals and outdoor things back in the 60s and the 70s, but did people turn out like that, like they did for the Harvest Jam? Because it seemed like, didn't the Harvest Jam kind of get labeled as kind of being like the, this is where it kind of all started kind of thing? Or am I wrong about that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know they had outdoor events. I know that. But I'm just saying, you know, it seemed like that, a lot of people said,
Ray Stewart's thankful they didn't have close-up pictures of the crowd.
I think there's probably a lot of people thankful of that. A lot of people thankful of that.
I hear you, Ray.
That's for sure. I remember William Lee Golden walking out on stage with a pair of cut-off blue jean shorts on and some sort of T-shirt. I don't remember what. You had that beard so long you couldn't see the front of it. And I remember him walking out there and telling everybody, you know, it's about midday that day. And I'm like 8 years old. Okay. So had I been 7, 8 years older, I would have had a real good time.
Yeah.
At Harvest Jam. But I had a good time still.
Yeah.
But there it was like Bruton's very own Woodstock. I mean, that's really the only thing you can equate it to, is it not? I mean, I don't know what else you can equate to that. And what's sad to me is you got like Bayfest, you know, that they don't have anymore. You got, you know, Pensacola that used to have the, what was it, Springfest. You know, they don't have any of that stuff anymore. And I don't know. I was talking to somebody the other night. I think it was my wife about, you know, the fact that people just don't have great concerts around here anymore like they used to. You used to go watch a good show.
When I was in high school, that was one of the mainstays was concerts down at Pensacola Civic Center.
Sure, Civic Center.
You went, if not once a month, once every 6 weeks anyway.
Sure. I mean,
second hall would empty out down there.
Good morning, Cindy Smith, Steve Blackman, Tara Hardy, Double R, Richard Roch in.
There he is.
I'm
going to share my Richard Roch Battle of Murder Creek story one day. I'll wait. There's a good Battle of Murder Creek Richard Roch story.
Jersey Rick said he skipped the Auburn LSU game to be at the Harvest Jam.
That's wanting to be there.
Well, I can tell you.
Good choice.
I can tell you. He made the right choice on that one, in my opinion. Good morning, Chris Parker.
I imagine James Brooks ran wild that day for the Tigers. He and Joe Cribbs probably did a numbers on
him. I'm sure. But I can tell you this. I guarantee you that there wasn't as many people running wild at Jordan-Hare as they were running wild at Bruton Municipal, whatever they call it. All I can tell you is there were a ton of people at that place. I mean, a ton, and a bunch of great music. And,
great.
You know, and
the acts were that's what just kills me looking back on it. The acts that we had here in Bruton, Alabama.
And you know what's funny about Alabama is I think in the late 70s, they actually came and played at the Bruton Motor Inn. You know, they used to have the
Chasers Lounge.
The Chasers. And they actually got booed off the stage. And they said then they would never come back to Bruton.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
They got booed off the stage.
That's hard to imagine.
Booed off.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, tough. You know, Hal Whitman's told the story many times. He was at a Aerosmith concert Aerosmith opened up for Van Halen in Mobile. And so they booed Aerosmith off the stage. And Aerosmith said they'd never come back to Mobile. And to this day, I don't think Aerosmith ever has. If they have, I don't know about it. I mean, but think about it like that, right? Aerosmith and Van Halen.
Sherry Weaver just shared that picture. I don't
know that we can share. Let me see that.
That's a picture of the aerial from the Harvest Jam. That is something else.
Look at that. That is unbelievable.
We'll get that shared on our Boss Man Productions page as well. That's an impressive picture. That kind of...
That puts it all in perspective.
That puts
right
it in perspective.
Remember, I was telling you, that's the picture that Paul had blown up on his wall. Look at all those people.
That's crazy.
Now, what if that happened in Bruton today? Could Bruton handle that?
That is crazy. Look at the RVs. I mean, they just go on forever.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when is the last time you've seen anything like that? Never.
Never. Thanks for the send, Sherry. We're going to share that a couple more times.
Well, I'll tell you what, DJ. It's about 9:05. And it's about that time. It is. So we're going to wind this thing down and another great morning. It's raining outside. Hey, thank you, JoJo Booker. JoJo Booker. JoJo Holmes. Looking forward to JoJo Booker starting tonight,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, we are.
JoJo Holmes, thank you for calling in and that gracious gesture for Paul's Cross. I'm sure they will certainly appreciate that. And we're going to have them on either
tomorrow, I believe.
Tomorrow. One thing I did fail to mention earlier is we're going to have head football coach and athletic director, Coach Keith Etheridge from T.R. Miller High School in the next day or so. Or
that'd be great.
Next couple of days. So looking forward to having Coach Etheridge on and getting to spend some time with him. And he's a great guy. I've had a chance to sit and talk with him and loves promoting kids. And I'm looking forward to having him on. So, DJ, I'll let you do your thing.
The weather's not cooperating with us here today locally. Be careful as you're out and about. Keep travel to a minimum. regardless of that, we've had a great time in here in drive time this morning. We appreciate each of you for spending some of your day with us. Look forward to doing this again tomorrow. Stay safe today. For KJ and DJ, you've listened to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet.
Videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.